about a room that people could use to store odds and ends in?
Junk room.
And a woman would say, if her house was in a big mess, she'd say she had to do what?
Had to straighten it.
Okay. And something you'd sweep with.
A broom.
And say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, and say the broom was
behind the door.
And years ago, on Monday, we would get all the dirty clothes together and then do the...
Have wash day.
Okay. They said they were going to do the...
The wash.
Okay. And after they washed the clothes, and they'd take them in and they'd do the...
Folding and ironing, I guess.
Okay. Nowadays, you can send your clothes to a...
Laundromat? Laundry?
Uh-huh. Did people ever use the word laundry to refer to washing and ironing? Did they ever say, I'm going to do the laundry?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I never... We always said we're going to do the wash.
Uh-huh. Do you ever see a... if you like antiques, a big black thing that people would have out in the yard?
Kettle.
Uh-huh. Any other names for that?
Wash tub.
And...
Or sometimes they call it, used to boil it, what do they call it, a vat? Something like that. Seems like. My grandmother used to make her own lye soap, and she had a big kettle, and they'd go out and they'd have a stomper type wooden paddle that they worked the clothes around in there with.
Did you ever wash or make the soap?
No. I guess I was, by the time I was big enough to know about things like that, she'd quit doing it. But I can remember seeing her out there stomping around on the clothes with the big wooden paddle.
Say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and
a hammer?
Okay. You say, I took the hammer and I whacked the nail in.
Knocked it in.
Or another word for that.
Hammered it in.
Or I got in my car and I whacked the pound.
Drove.
And you say, I have never... What, the car?
Never driven a car?
Okay, and he doesn't know how to...
Drive.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it that way, you tell somebody to...
Shut the door.
And some houses on the outside, they have boards that lap over each other, like this.
Like shingles?
Well, kind of like shingles, only it's long boards.
I don't know if I've ever seen one like that.
Do you ever hear of flatboard or weatherboarding or siding?
I think that's something you'd find probably New England or something. Uh-huh. I don't think I've ever heard it. I've heard siding, but not clapboard.
What's siding?
I mean, I've heard it, but I've never heard it used here. I always thought of siding more like asbestos siding or something like that, mm-hmm. rather than wood.
And before they had toilets inside, they used to have...
An outdoor.
They called them?
A John.
Okay.
Outhouse.
Any joking names or sort of vulgar names people use?
No, I can't think of any. I only used them once when I was little. We had one at the farm, but Grandma didn't let us use it. It was for the hands that came up and worked there.
Uh-huh. What farm?
My grandparents' farm. It's down the road there a ways. Mm-hmm. And... That's where I lived for a little while when I was little, while my dad was in the Navy. Mm-hmm. And they had a wash house outside where there was they did the wash. And then they also, right next to it, had an outhouse. Mm-hmm. It had about three holes, I think. And one day when I was little, I was playing with a little Mexican girl, one of the Hands children. The Hands lived in some little houses down a ways from the big house. And I was playing with her, and she said she had to go to the bathroom, so I started to take her inside, because, I mean, we'd never used the outside one. And my grandmother says, you can't do that, you know. You have to use the outside one. And I always thought that was terrible. That was the first prejudice, I guess, I ever saw.
This was your
mother's mother, yeah.